Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. There, click on the bar. It takes you right to all the videos and audios by day, by program. Folks, it's the easiest thing in the world. It really is. Bookmark HagmanReport.com, please. And also do us a solid, subscribe to our video feed on Rumble. That's rumble.com/Hagman Report, all scrunched together, two ends on Hagman. That's really simple. And you can find us on Brighteon as well. The links are at HagmanReport.com. All right. In the program description boxes, you just have to expand the program description box. And there you'll find the email to Randy Taylor, who's going to be, he's my colleague and co-host today. And we're going to be just, taking a whole bunch of, this is going to be an information packed show.
Sir Randy.
Yeah. Sir Randy.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Better than dead.
No, that's true. Yes. I want to start off with a scenario. If you go to HagmanReport.com, you'll find there an article that, YouTube employs a Chinese Communist State Secrecy Bureau software engineers. All right.
You know the thing.
The thing. So. YouTube is Google-owned, as you know, all right? And they've been making headlines now because they're promising to censor all content flagging election fraud or errors. But their software engineers have ties to the PLA, all right, the communist-run, the Communist Chinese Party. I just want to tell you that. And so this platform, the Hagman Report, we are not going to share anything any longer with YouTube. Absolutely. You know what? I've got a plaque somewhere in the office or in the studio. I should put that on eBay. All right.
You don't snuggle with it in bed?
I'll tell you what. I think Randy Taylor and I are going to use it for target practice. I want to take my 44 Model 29 out there and see what happens to that. But the bottom line is we're not going to enrich them. But okay, so there's that. The media. Let me back up. Here's what I think. Here, I hope I'm wrong. I'm going to title this. Randy, bear with me just for 180 seconds.
You're rolling, baby.
No. Just 2 minutes max here. I'll label this segment, I hope I'm wrong. Here's what's going on. We have a compromised Manchurian candidate, presidential candidate in the form of Joe Biden. He has got ties to Communist China by way of his son, Hunter Biden, directly, and as well as his brother, Jim. Barr, AG Barr, hid two federal probes into Hunter Biden for months. Think about that. Now put that over on that part of the table. That's number one.
Come on, man.
All right. So now think back to election day and election week and election month. And as we're still going on. Oh, and shall I say this? I am not going to couch my speech because I am not broad. We are not broadcasting on YouTube. So YouTube, suck it. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. But think about this though. And Randy, you can tell me what you think about this. I think we're being played. I really, to an extent, think we're being played. I hope I'm wrong. Here's what I think's going on and what has been going on. What's going to happen? There's two Senate seats up in Georgia. Okay. You've got a communist and a social. You got a communist and a socialist. That's the only way I could tell you. Two Senate seats. An avowed communist. I mean, short of shining Castro's boots, you know, I don't know what else he could have done, but there's that guy. And then, well, okay. So you got two open seats and you get my drift. That will make a difference in the Senate. Now, in election month, day, week, month, year, whatever this has been, this in the counting. I mean, count all votes. Well, until when? Okay, until when? So we saw the most flagrant, and I mean the most overt fraud in the history of this country, voter fraud. Meanwhile, on the left, you have everyone saying, there's no evidence of widespread fraud. Okay. The very same people who said that there was evidence of Russian collusion by way of Donald Trump. Okay, now put that next to the Hunter Biden Manchurian candidate thing. Now you've got, I mentioned Georgia, two Senate seats. There was a rally last night for Purdue. He did not mention one thing about President Trump. He didn't mention anything about the voter fraud issue. He was quiet, absolutely stunningly quiet. Why is that? Remember Loeffler, who wasn't there. I shouldn't say it was for Purdue. It was a GOP thing. Loeffler, who wasn't there. Why wasn't she there? She was attending the funeral of Hunter Deal, right? I believe when you do the forensics on the crash, and Randy, we talked about this Tuesday. That was a bomb and then a crash, not a crash and then a fire. I've never seen in 30 plus years of doing investigations. And yes, I've done my share of insurance related investigations. Even to the extent of car accidents, but generally speaking, I did high end stuff, you know. But even commercial carriers, I've never seen anything like this. There was one car fire that I could, that in my career, which was a fatality. Guy had $1 million worth of insurance on him, which back 20 years ago, that was a lot of money, right? But aside from that, and that I looked at that kind of with squinty eyes. Okay, so you have all of this stuff going on. Now you've got this Texas versus Pennsylvania and the four states, and then you got a whole bunch of other states signing on, and then you got other states joining and all of this. It's going to go to the Supreme Court, and I hope I'm wrong. This is what I predict. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court justices are going to say, okay, yeah, you're right. Basically, you're right. But we're going to kick it back to the state legislatures pursuant to Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 2, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution. So they're going to roll out the electors who will have been threatened. Again, think that car accident. They're not going to correct the voter fraud because it's so in our face. Everything has been so in our face. And why? If you were going to do this, if you were not certain of absolute victory, you would do a little bit more covert than this. Now, I know that you might think that the speech is a little bit disjointed in terms of my facts, but when I look at the Supreme Court and everyone's putting their hopes and dreams in the states doing the right thing, I don't think so. So I think we're going to be stuck with Joseph Biden, who will be in the Oval Office for a period of, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours or whatever. But they knew that he was a compromise candidate. That was their plan. Do you follow me? That was their plan, to insert a compromise candidate in there. So he would then say, okay, for the good of the country, I'm stepping down. Elevate Harris. And who knows after that. But that's going to bring about a whole boatload of problems, including gun confiscation, mandatory vaccines, and the empowerment of really the socialists and communists all across the country. I'm done. You can have the rest of the hour. I had my piece. That concludes my opening salvo of information. It's up to you, Randy Taylor.
It's up to me. So wait a minute. You put that bomb and threw it in my lap. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not, man? I mean, hey, that's why you get paid the big bucks, right?
Right. I don't even know how to come back on that one.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and yeah. He ran a bunch of bad boys.
I don't know.
It's a fun Friday.
People do need to prepare for the possibility that, listen, we don't give up on Trump. Nobody's giving up on Trump.
No, that's not my message.
And I don't want anybody to, think that.
No, I agree.
But wise people always have a plan B.
There you go.
Even wiser people have a plan B and C. Nothing, no plan is foolproof. Okay. And there's a very, very good, to be straight up, you got to look at it the way they're stacking the deck.
Yeah.
They're being presented with evidence. They don't care. This Hunter Biden thing, they don't care. I agree with Doug 100%. Biden was never, ever going to be a full-term president. We know that. He knows that. Everybody, I think, in the country knows that. The guy is 552 years old, okay? He's not able. This is a guy that lifted his dog's tail to sniff its butt and broke a leg somehow. So this is not a healthy man. If you listen to him, when he talks, he don't know where he's at half the time. His wife runs the show.
You know the thing.
Yeah, the thing. The question is, we know Harris is there, but the real question is, when Biden leaves, who would be snuck in the back door? And let's take this a step further. Harris is technically not qualified to be in office as president. Okay, she's got birth issues. So what would happen if Biden got bounced and Harris got bounced? So
good question.
Biden goes, Harris slides up a notch on the totem pole. We don't know who they bring in here. Then for whatever reason, Harris is blown out, steps down, whatever. That person, the mystery, moves up, and then someone slides in the vice president. We'd be looking at two totally different candidates we know nothing about. We don't know what these people are doing. I mean, you can't say we know nothing about. It'll be somebody with a history, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
The concern I have and why I'm leaning in that direction is Obama's comments some time ago about a third term. This is just recently.
Yes.
In an interview, we know that Hillary would love to be there, and we could end up with a nightmare scenario somehow, some way. Because if we don't get if the Senate isn't there to stop them, there ain't no telling what these people will do.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't quite connect that point, but that's right.
See, that is very, very key here.
Yep.
We've got to get those Senate seats. Okay. Because in 2018, when we lost Congress, okay, I think that was what they deemed an acceptable loss because we still had the Senate. The Senate can pretty much stop anything.
Right.
So they put all their eggs in the Senate basket in 2018. Now we have to do the same thing. This election coming up in January in Georgia is critical. If those two GOP seats aren't filled, okay? We don't have a chance in hell of stopping anything.
That's very true.
And the things that Doug was mentioning, the gun confiscation, mandatory vaccines, just crazy things. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Because the left is, they've got their hands full to begin with. I mean, you look at, they've got the squad and people pushing there with their crazy ass policies. And then you've got just the left in general, the abortion issue, the China issue, the UN issue, the international agreements issue, our foreign policy. There are so many things that are just going to go berserk in 2021.
Yes.
And then the 3 years following that are going to be even crazier. But folks, you really, the fight's never over. So even if by some chance Trump did lose and Biden ended up in office on the 20th of January, the fight's really just starting.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's one thing. In full disclosure, we talked off air, and in full disclosure, I just want to tell people, you know, this is not, because you had cautioned me, you know, about
surrender. We don't surrender.
Yeah, exactly. And you're correct. And folks, Randy Taylor has done so much research, and the analysis he's provided many over the years is just critical. So go ahead, continue. I just want to make that clarification. But, I'm not surrendering at all.
No. But sometimes you have to back up and regroup.
Right.
Live to fight another day. No matter. Even if Trump got back in office, we'd still have to fight.
Yes.
No matter what. Because the left has already shown their willingness to be violent, act, you know, with the Antifa, Black Lives Matter. The unrest on the streets is going to happen no matter what.
Agreed.
Okay. When we've got a party coming into office that's been keeping list and making list and talking about what they're going to do to the people that supported Trump, we're talking about people in the highest levels of the government making these types of comments, you're going to see some pretty radical things coming our way. The main thing is that we stick together and so we're on YouTube. I don't really care. I've always been a believer in force plus one.
Say that again. Force plus one.
Force plus one.
Okay.
If you push me with one hand, I'm going to push you back with two hands. If you swing at me and hit me, I'm going to break your face. Force plus one. It's a standard thing for law enforcement. Force plus one. That's what you use to defeat somebody, is force plus one. It's equal force plus one, moving, you escalated it one level. And that's really, you know, this is going to end up in the streets. The Supreme Court, if they do kick it back to the states, will have acted irresponsibly, very irresponsibly. And they don't have to worry about stacking the courts, because if they kick this back to the states and they don't rule on this, okay, the blood's on their hands. It's on their hands. The states have already shown, these five states in particular, or six states, whatever, five states, have already shown their lack of willingness to be transparent. The two that disappoint me the most would be Arizona and Georgia, because they're GOP governors.
And that's a big signal there, as well as Secretary of State. Yeah.
Well, that bothers me no end, because when I start looking across the board at all the things that have been done to President Trump since he's been in office, the Russia deal, Russiagate, the Ukraine call, the impeachment, when I look at all these things, all the everything cast on this man, I don't know why anybody would hesitate to question the authenticity of the elections. It's a given that there was fraud. There's been fraud perpetuated against the conservatives for the last 4 years.
Longer, but yes.
But I'm saying that's open fraud, open on the table, on the news, everything has been against this president.
Absolutely.
So I don't know why anybody sitting back would go, well, I don't think they committed fraud. You would have to be surprised if they didn't commit fraud.
That's a good point. Yep.
They had stop and think about it. They had to throw the election. They had to, because of Biden's laptop, because of all these things that are coming undone, like this Swalwell, whatever his name is, the punk.
Me okay. Love you long but, time.
Yeah, that guy with Fang. Yeah, with the Wang Chinese Chung. Spot.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you played that video Tuesday and, you know, talking about the Chinese and the professor, and he's talking about this person. And then all of a sudden, boom, front lines, you know, here is this person that spends part of her time in Washington and part of her time in China. But the thing that bugs me is rather than be concerned on the fact that he's breaking the law, he's more concerned about who.
Uh-oh.
Swalwell. How do you say his name? Swalwell.
Swalwell. Yeah, but you froze up there for a second.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. Shake it off. All right. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Swallow. Anyway, swallow it all. This guy's just as filthy as the day is long. And here's the thing. These were guys that were very vocal against the president. This is, they're with the Adam Schiff kind of guy.
Yep.
Okay. The ones that run their gator the most, blah, 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 blah. And then when you really start looking at them and digging into their backyards, they're filthy. But they're one of these people. The spotlight might kick in their direction. They quickly swing it off of them back on the president. So that's why all these people, especially like Ted Lieu, there's something in his backyard. We just haven't found it. But we're just.
I got to tell you, it's not for you. You're not looking. That's for sure.
And then I'm going to rub his face in it.
I got to tell you, he's after Ted Lieu. I mean, big time. Hey, go ahead.
I want to see him. I have a real problem with people that weren't born in the United States that immigrate here and then get into politics and start causing problems. I have a real issue with that. Ilhan Omar. That woman just makes me cringe.
Sure.
Oh man, Ted Lieu makes me cringe. But you know, you start digging through it and it's like, why? You know, why do we even let them run for office? There needs to be some sort of qualification process, and there needs to be a set of rules that are much like the president. You know, the rules, the things he has to qualify with. And I think being born in the United States is one of them. And I really, that's something yes. that, well, it's just something I think that we need to push our legislators to bring back in. Because if we continue to let this crap happen, pretty soon we're going to be looking at heavy majorities of foreigners running our government. And I'm not up. I'm not with that. I'm not up with that.
Oh, nor am I. Let's make it clear. Just to make it clear, because I don't want you to get inundated with emails by people listening. Natural born citizen by definition, allegiance to the United States. Okay, so that's what you meant when you said born in the United States or U.S. citizen or whatever you said, however you said it. But just to be precise, right. You know, constitutionally eligible to be president. So go ahead. So or for the office of whatever office it might be. Go ahead.
Right, because when you're coming in from a different country, we really don't know anything about you. We can't, you know, like how would you vet Ilhan Omar? How would you do it? How would immigration vet
with her? A long stick?
What I'm just saying, what are you going to do? Look up the name Omar in Somalia? I mean, come on, really? That's
Detective
a problem.
Choice, right. Detective's That's, choice coffee, waterboarding.
one goes with the other.
But that's a problem that our immigration people have, is they don't have a solid, you know, it'd be like looking for calling for a reference check on somebody named Muhammad in Pakistan. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of, you're not going to get a lot of feedback. You're not going to get accurate records. So, I mean, there's just, it's a safety I think we need to build in place, especially with all the changes that the government's going through because of outside influence. Outside influence is not working very well for the United States. Plain and simple.
But Randy, I mean, okay, so Ilhan Omar is kind of an overt example of overt example. Are you making fun of me?
Yeah, she's the turd in the punch bowl, buddy.
Right. I mean, it's right there. And yeah,
Okay, the proverbial turd in the punch bowl. Excuse me.
Alleged.
Alleged? No, not alleged. It's past alleged, brother. And that one, oh man, she's just, and you look at that squad.
Well, okay. What I want to say is the fact that, okay, so these are obvious examples, but you know, you look at Swallowswell. Okay. So you look at him and you look at, for example, there are two mayors of Midwestern cities that, you know, bang, bang, fang, fang. All levels of leadership have been compromised by outside influences, by enemies of this country. So your name could be Smith and you could be like white bread and still have problems in your background. So it's an allegiance kind of thing. How many people have sold their souls to communist China for money? How many people have sold the nation?
We will never know the true extent of that.
No.
We won't. And that is horribly scary. Yeah. We're getting into scary times here. We've been in scary times, but we haven't seen anything yet. And you need to remember, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Hussein Obama is lurking just outside of the wire.
Thank you for saying that. Yep, you're right.
He's right there. Hillary Rodham Clinton, okay, the idiot raised by the village, is lurking just outside the wire. Michelle Obama is lurking just outside the wire. There is a lot of trouble right outside the wire. And at any time, we're going to find them in some. I mean, if you stop and look, I saw a thing today about Biden wanting to appoint Susan Rice. You know, you've got John Kerry. I mean, if you can't see this pile of crap being built back up again, I mean, all we did was Trump leaves the White House, let's say, okay? And then what happens? We just turned around and inserted the same garbage we had in here 4 years ago.
That's what the left and even most of the right, political right, not conservative, not Christian, but that's what they call normal. Back to normal.
Yeah, I know. It's status quo and the way the establishment wants it. Well, when Obama came in, what scared me about him was all the people that he was bringing into various levels of the government that were absolutely enemies of the United States. Brought into the DOJ, people that couldn't pass a security clearance, okay? People whose loyalties were definitely in question. And I had trouble with Obama from the word go because the guy was an avowed terrorist from years ago with the Weather Underground. See,
yep.
How do you get into the White House? You see what I'm saying? We lost our way somewhere, and if we don't do something very drastically to get it back, and unfortunately, Donald Trump was the closest thing. Let's not pin all our hopes on Donald Trump. There's more Donald Trumps in our population. Okay? There's even better Donald Trumps out there. We just haven't necessarily found them. Okay? And forget the Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump and all. Forget that. Okay? Forget the dynasty stuff. That doesn't work. Okay. We don't need Kennedys. We don't need Bushes. We don't need Clintons. We don't need it. Okay. But there's some good people out in the population. We need to find them. that could be great leaders, and we need to get them in office.
You know,
and people,
I'm not
people
sure.
Need it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just not sure. Okay, so if we do have a flip to the states, like I said, if you stipulate that, and you have a Biden for a day, and then Harris for a week, and then you've got, you know, surprise, surprise, the damage that will be done, I don't believe you'll have another free and fair election ever, ever again. Because just on the immigration, illegal immigration amnesty for illegals alone, just there, all right, you could have free and fair elections. And I guarantee flipping to you that the our demographics would be so watered down that the whites, Christian conservatives will be a very small minority, in my view.
Well, we're working in that direction. Yeah, we're working in that direction now. The problem with the Christian whites is that they talk about the silent majority.
Yep.
They've been silent too long.
Why? Complacency, you know.
Complacency, loss of leadership in the churches, the lack of quality leadership. Churches today aren't what they were, you know, 30 years ago.
Right.
They're not. Okay. And we've talked about this before. I mean, you know, people go to church and they want to go there to feel good. You know, that's really not what church is all about. Okay. It should be constructive, and being a Christian is an ever evolving thing. It's a constant betterment of oneself. I could say that. I mean, I can always be a better Christian. Absolutely, you know.
Right. But it's not just that. And, you know, because we hit that nail all the time. And I think rightfully so, because we're inside that venue. But, you know, you've got 50% of the population watching mainstream media. Mainstream media hit CNN, MSNBC, even Fox, that have hid, mm-hmm. for example, hid the Hunter Biden story. I think there was mm-hmm. a 37% of the respondents polled recently said that had they known about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, before the
70%.
Was it? Okay. So,
yeah,
all right.
70%. Now, stop and think about that in itself.
Yeah.
Look, I wouldn't look for any miracles out of the Supreme Court. They're kind of I admire this lawsuit that Texas filed, and a bunch of other people got on board with it. And then, of course, other people filed against it with the Democrats. And then one of my favorite wussies, Jeb Bush, had to weigh in on his two cents. But that's the ones that bother me, because that tells you that there's the left, and then there's the rhinos, and then there's the conservatives.
Yes.
Okay. We've basically broken things up into, there's three parties out there. Actually, there's four parties out there, because you've got the hard left. Then you've got the left that's kind of wants to pass themselves off as being near the center. Okay. Then you've got the rhinos, which really should be on this side of the line,
yes.
but they bounce back and forth on the fence. You know, Lindsey Graham, here, let me high five Harris, or, you know,
fist bump. That's right.
Yeah. Fist bump. And then
place for that, but okay.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what'd you say? She was there for a week. Isn't that what her rates used to be? Anyway, it was funny when he said that. Cracked me up. And then you've got the conservatives, the true conservative Christian patriots in this nation. Now, that said, my curious question is, okay, let's say that, and I'll say safely that there's 100 million true conservative patriots. I'll say that.
Okay. All right.
So we have another 250 million we have to break up three ways. I just wonder where they land. And you know that there's a fair amount of the hard left. I don't know. They call themselves progressive, but they're just progressing themselves right off the chart. You know, the people like the squad.
They're communists. I mean,
yes, yeah, they're support, yeah. Right? Yeah, they're those supporters. that scares me. That's another reason why I understand why there needs to be immigration controls. Okay. We have to have these things because we're bringing too many people in that are actually, they want all the luxuries of being an American, but they don't want to pay the bill.
I agree.
And that's where we're having a real, real problem. And then there's some that have come from communist countries and all, and they come here and they can vouch for what's happening and saying, you know, people, you need to pay attention because this is how our country fell to communism. But people aren't listening. And these young snots that are voting for communist candidates are totally lost. And these are supposed to be the kids that are going to be running the country someday when I'm an old man in a wheelchair. If that doesn't keep you awake at night, because if they're willing to kill babies, when I'm an old man in a wheelchair, they ain't going to think twice about coming and snuffing me.
That's right.
I mean, you got to be careful what you let in the door, you know, and we've dropped that ball all over the place.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. It keeps me awake at night. It really does keep me awake at night. When I see what could, you know, and there's a lot of good young conservatives in this country, but man, they are outnumbered. And you think that we have a fight on our hands now? What happens when we're gone, Doug? What happens?
You know, that keeps me awake at night. It really does.
What happens then when our kids are facing this head on and it's life and death?
Well, will it get, okay, so let me stop you there because when I said I hope I'm wrong with what I see happening, let's say that plays out. How do you see what's going to be the response of that 100 million or 10% of the 100 million or 1% of the 100 million, we'll say, whatever. What's going to be the response of the doers on the right, the Christian conservatives?
I think what's going to happen is a portion. All right. We've got the Christians that sit on their hands. Yep. And then we have the Christians that are willing to get dirty. Okay. And there's a lot of them. You're one of them. I'm one of them. And we see, you know, a lot of comments, feedback and things like that. We've got a lot of them out in our population. I think what we're going to find is we're going to start banding together. One lady put a comment on one of our videos somewhere. And it was actually quite touching, but she said that she wished that there was a way to get like you, myself, Eric, and she named a couple other conservatives, known conservatives, and that we could all like live in one area. You know what I mean? Like kind of take over a city, a town, and that's where we would live. And that's everybody would be together and there would be safety in numbers. And she's got the right idea. She really does. And she was, you know, she was almost like, you know, it's sad that we're so spread out. And it is sad because there's always safety in numbers, but thank goodness for electronic communications. But I'll tell you right now, folks, there's a couple things going on that people really aren't seeing it for what its face value is. The churches, closing the churches.
Yes.
One of the first things any repressive regime does is to shut down the churches. They go in, in other countries, they just go in and murder them in the churches. We discussed this before, so everything I say in the next few minutes, remember, in this type of context, you can't do a full frontal assault, a violent assault on Americans. We will blow your head off. Okay. Even guys that are peaceful, you come charging at them and charging at their family with police and military, there's going to be a bloodbath in the front yard. Okay. So everything they're doing, they're coming in at a different angle. You got to remember it. So they shut down. All right. First of all, your communications. First thing we did, like when we went into Iraq, what's the first thing? Anytime we go into a country, first thing we do, we knock off the comms. All right. So if you could take the media, flip the message, and make it now a government-type message, you've basically shut down communications. Okay? Because free communications are gone. You're listening right now to, and I'm going to call it, for lack of better words, state-run media. And I'm not being funny. I'm not exaggerating. You've witnessed it for the last 4 years. Okay? This is state-run media. Even Fox, which used to be on the good guy side, folded. That tells you what's coming. Okay? Churches. They shut down the churches. Churches are a direct threat to any oppressive regime, just as God and Christians are a direct threat, for the simple reason we have something that, oh, they just have a hard time beating. It's called faith. Faith,
yep.
And no one outside of the U.S. Marine Corps sticks together like Christians do.
True Christians, yes.
True Christians. I'm not talking about Sunday Christians, Doug.
Yep.
I'm talking about true Christians. I'm talking about the majority of our listeners.
That's right.
Okay? They're true Christians. People that, if I needed a place to hide, would hide me. You know what I'm saying? People that, if I was hungry, would feed me. You know, and vice versa.
Right.
True Christians. People that understand that Christianity is under assault from all sides. But anyway, they shut that down. The other thing that was done, and this was done with Obama, is when the government takes a heavy hand in health care.
That's right.
And that's a fact. Now, everything I'm telling you, I'm not just pulling this out of my left pocket. Okay? This is proven history. And everybody out there that knows Randy Taylor knows that Randy Taylor loves history. I love it because I study it and I learn from it. And somehow I feel elevated by it because I look around and I go, wow, haven't we seen this movie before? And wow.
You're describing, Color Revolution, by the way.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And wow, in this one, we're starring in it, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I saw a movie the other day that just disturbed me no end. The Hunt. Has anybody seen that movie?
The Hunt.
And
no.
What it is. No. Oh, man. This one will make your stomach come up in your throat because I remember when I was a kid, my pastor always said, you know, one day they would have us Christians in the Colosseum being eaten by lions, and the bad guys up in the stands cheering as we got torn apart. Now he was pushing the limit, but who knows? You know, pay-per-view events they'd probably make a fortune. Anyway, this movie, The Hunt, is the premise is these conservatives that are bloggers, are on YouTube. Two channels and do shows like this, get kidnapped, drugged, kidnapped, and were flown to like Bosnia. And they had a little town and a place dressed up to look like Arkansas. But anyway, they wake up in this field with a box of guns and a pig wearing a skirt or something. I don't know. It's really weird. But right away, they start getting shot from the woodline. And these are all conservatives that have been brought here for the hunt at the manor.
But they were given a box of guns though next to them or some.
Yeah, but you know, little Missy from Montana that's been blogging on Twitter or whatever. She had no idea 45. She's the first one takes one through the head. But they were deplorables. They were referred to in the movie as deplorables.
Really?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, watch this movie. Okay? And I know it's Hollywood and all that, but there's always a certain degree of truth in every lie, I like to say. This movie makes you sick because, and I always, this is funny because like on various social media platforms, people vanish just out of thin air. They're gone.
They were very
loud, you know, this and that, and they disappear. And they make, and I always wonder, did they just get tired of it? They didn't say goodbye. They didn't say, hey, I'm pulling off of here. They just left. They were gone. Suddenly their account's dormant, not suspended or anything. It's just, they don't post anymore. You know, you look at that and then you see a movie like that and you look at what's going on in our world. The part that scares me about what's going on in our world is law and order's out the window. So if, and stop and think about it. Let's take you for instance. Okay. Something happened to you. People are going to go, oh, well, he isn't posting anymore on YouTube. I can't find him on Rumble. Well, maybe he's quit. You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody picked up the ball like myself or Steve Quayle or somebody and said, hey, something happened to Doug. This is what happened. You would just vanish.
And you know, the yeah, and people would think about it for about 5 minutes. And
be on their way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you think about that, that's scary. Okay. But here's the problem. It could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen because look at what they're getting away with now. Look at what they can do to the president of the United States of America. So who's Randy Taylor? And who's Doug Hagman? Who are we? You know what I mean? They let us on the property, you know? Look what they do to senators.
Yes.
They've obviously gotten to Barr, William Barr. And I'll tell you why. When you see him, he doesn't even look the same. He looks down more than he looks up. If you see him and the camera's not quite on him yet, there was a thing one of our viewers sent, Clay. I'm going to give Clay a shout out on the radio here. Clay sent a video of him and the patriotic group. You know who he is, that went to Barr's house.
Yes, absolutely.
What I saw in that video was not the Barr that I expected to see. And then I start thinking, what do they have on him?
Or what have they threatened him with?
What do they have on him? What, my friend, is going on? And I'll tell you, everybody that's in politics pretty much has got something in their background. And we talked about those Hoover files. Somebody's running a filing cabinet.
And remember the Clinton files, the, 900 or 1300 FBI files?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's something because it takes me longer to mow my lawn than it did for Barr to become a whipped pup.
Yeah.
I'm serious. He just suddenly wasn't there. And then this thing about, well, I'm giving Durham these authorities to that he can't be fired by the next administration. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Really? How safe is he? Now, I'll say this for Durham. Durham might have a clean record. But the point is, if they come to you and say, we're going to whack your wife and your kids, I don't care who you are. You're going to stop.
Hey, there was a Molotov cocktail thrown through a window of a Trump supporter this week, I think, or last weekend.
Well, how about that fiery crash there in Georgia, my friend?
Yeah, that too.
If somebody tries to tell me there wasn't an accelerant in that crash, they're nuts.
Yep.
Okay, and see a lot of people get waxed over the years, man. That kid was sacrificed.
There's a message there, I think.
And the message might be to several people, or they're assuming it was to them. Either way, the effectiveness of that message is terrifying. And the turning point in the history of the United States is going to be whether Trump makes it in office on the 20th or Joe Biden. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you my word here today. As a Christian, as a conservative, as a patriot, and as your friend, okay? Because God's brought us together for some reason. We're brothers and sisters. I'm not going to argue with that, all right? We're not giving up.
Oh, no.
And I'm not going to say, and I'm a decent tactician, okay? I'm not going to say what anything that the future holds. But if I tell you I'm not giving up, trust me, there's more than one way to skin this cat. And the hell that they put Donald Trump through the last 4 years, us and the other patriots in this country can do 10 times that. Okay, 10 times that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they turn around, we're there. And I don't care if we have to follow them around 24 hours a day and take pictures of them having sex with children, okay? We're there. We're going to be on them. Now, the only way we win is a court of public opinion. What we have to do is we have to have a situation, and that report that came out that said that 70% of the people would have chosen differently in this election had they known about this Biden, Hunter Biden's laptop.
And along with the Joe Biden, you know, 10% for the big guy thing.
Well, yeah, but here's the point. So many people on the left only watch CNN. And I told you the comms have been compromised. So when people say, I didn't know about Hunter Biden's laptop, they're not lying to you.
Oh, no.
They did not know. It wasn't in newspapers. The only way it was on what they call alternate media, alternate right media, which is what we're considered. But you see what I'm saying? So when they say that, and they say that 70% said, wow, I would have voted differently, we have to be up these people's butts.
Yep.
We need to be on them. And we are in the beautiful day of everybody's got a camera. Everybody's got a video recorder. Okay. And we're not going away. We're not going away. And I want to tell you right now, I told you in the beginning of the show, and you can take it for what it's worth. I'm not going to spell it out because I don't want to go to jail. I'm a force plus one kind of guy. And most of the patriots that I know that are out there that I communicate with are force plus one kind of guy. And the people that I communicate with aren't keyboard warriors. Okay. They will come to your house and they will cut your ears off in the middle of the night and bring them back. We got a lot of veterans out here. They have a vested interest in this country. They've fought. They've bled. They've been there with their friends when their friends died and went to heaven. Sorry, you're not getting the keys. You want the keys, you're going to have to take them. And the keys to this kingdom, this beautiful gift called the United States that the good Lord Almighty gave us. Sorry, we're going to just turn it over to you. It's just not going to be. It's not happening.
Oh, hell no.
And with that, that's all I'm going to say on that.
But you know, I think what you described it earlier, as well with Barack Hussein Obama, you know, we've talked about this before as well. He was a Manchurian candidate.
In every sense of the word.
Yes, yes. And Biden too, but for a different reason, a totally different purpose. But okay, so what you just described, though, with Obama, and I just want to –
Yeah.
When you look at – and you had connected him with it, with the Weather Underground and such, and of course we knew that. But when you look – when you bring it forth to 2019, take a look at, for example, the Transition Integrity Project, which was published on HagmanReport.com. Take a look at the events that occurred in this election and compare it to the that paper, the 2019 Transition Integrity Project. And because the Obama the Obama Ites wrote that paper. So what Obama did during his 8 years was seed Marxist elements within the Democratic Party, which is not a Democratic Party anymore, and in various levels of government. So the Hillary continuation of those 8 years would have been the icing on the cake. Now and I'll just say this and be quiet. But now I think what they're doing or what they will do is pull out all the stops because they've got 4 years to make up for in their agenda. Mm-hmm. And they want us dead. Just saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the, Obama, I mean, it's really clear that he was, everything he was doing was going against the United States of America. He would love nothing better than to bring us to our knees. He defunded the military. There's that right there is going to be very interesting to see what happens because Biden's going in with the promise that he's going to destroy the different things and undo executive orders and undo things that President Trump did. And what President Trump did was dumping money into the military, which is critical. At this point in time, in the history of the United States and for our future, we need a strong military. A strong military is an awesome deterrent. The problem we've had in the past when we got a strong military is we've had people like Bush come into office that felt like, well, you know, it's going to waste having the military sitting there. So let's, you know, this agenda that my father has, let's do it. You know, and there was it's really strange because we went in the Arab Spring, we went after these Muslim countries, toppling leaders. And then people were so angry with Bush, it didn't really matter who they stuck up on the Democrat side in those elections, that last election there when Obama got in. But Obama, he's like, this is weird. He's almost like he caters to every enemy of the United States, not just Marxist, but the jihadist.
Sure.
So you have a guy, and that's a very unique combination, but their philosophies are the same in the end. Okay. Submission to oppression. So he's like a Marxist jihadist.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And don't think for a second that in all of this going on in the background that our Islamic enemies aren't capitalizing on what's going on. And as soon as Trump is gone, if he's gone, as soon as he's gone, I'm telling you, ISIS and Al-Qaeda are going to come back in a big way. In a big way.
I agree. And you got the final minute. We got about a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you. Okay. We've been a lot of positive emails, a lot of good things. I appreciate you. And listen, don't get discouraged. Okay. One, we don't know what the outcomes are here. Secondly, whatever the outcome is, we have to deal with it. We're not all going to run and jump off a cliff. Okay. We're going to push the others off the cliff. So please hang with us. All right. And thank you very much. Stop by, support us, get signed up on Rumble. Change your birth date. Sign up on Rumble.
Randy Taylor, again, I often say this, the man, the myth, the legend. Thank you very much. You are the man. And, folks, send him an email. Tell him how much you appreciate his appearance and his gift of time. That's Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. Also, follow him on Twitter, RandyTaylor_USA. Links are in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. Randy, thank you so very much. God bless you. Going to be right back, top of the hour. You're listening to the Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network. Stay right where you're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Exposing the New World Order, you're listening to...
This is the Hagmann Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmannReport.com. That's really the only place you need to know. HagmannReport.com. Well, one more. HagmannStore.com for some great coffee. Hey, I need the bean. Detective's Choice Patriot Blend, as well as Revolution Blend. Three different kinds or styles or means of caffeine conveyances. How's that?
Cake cups. Great for waterboarding.
I'm telling you, Detective's Choice is hyper caffeinated. Okay, so it's not for the weak of heart. Literally. No. It's, you know, we don't violate any FDA guidelines or anything like that. But, it's the wood that makes it good, right? From Seinfeld. Reference to Kenny. I don't know how many people, got that reference, but nonetheless, Detective's Choice, that's whole bean, ground, and K-cups, Patriot and Revolution blends. Detective's Choice is darker roast, of course. But it's Eric and I picked this out. I mean, we developed this. It's with a roaster. And it's a combination of beans. And it's pretty smooth, if I may say so myself. And it is the choice of certain detectives here, well, in my neighboring community. And I'm not going to out them. Okay, so... I know they're listening, so thank you, ladies and gentlemen, both. With me, real quick, folks, if you haven't done so already, Wisconsin Christian News. Now, are you thinking about the last minute Christmas gifts? Give the gift of a subscription to Wisconsin Christian News. I mean, it's very inexpensive. Get the hard copy as well as the digital subscription, and do me a favor while you're there, because that barely covers their operational expenses and the product that you get. Donate to Wisconsin Christian News. I can't think of a better worthy organization than Wisconsin Christian News. So go to wisconsinchristiannews.com, and there you'll find all of the information you need. Last-minute Christmas gift. And speaking of last-minute Christmas gifts, this should be a staple anyway. This should not be anything special. It's special, but it should not be just for Christmas. Healthmasters.com. Folks, the gift of health. I can't say enough about Healthmasters products, whether it is a water distiller, which I'm a big fan of distilled water. For a lot of reasons, but they've got the best water distiller. Yeah, there is a difference in things. To their nutritional supplements, I can tell a difference when I take Health Masters. Or if I don't take one, if I forget to take the Ultimate Multiple or vitamins B, especially B, for a day or two, man, I feel the difference. I'd like you to go to healthmasters.com, everyone. That's healthmasters.com. And order your nutritional supplements. And you know what? Give someone else the gift of health this Christmas. Do it, okay? I'm telling you. The various products they have, they're on your screen. Ultimate Multiple Powder. That's the product, I believe. Is that the product of the week there, Eric the Tech?
No, just sale.
Just a sale on that. You can't beat that. And they also have food buckets. And the reason I'm taking a little bit extra time right now in telling you this is because we're in for some bumpy roads ahead as well. And you know, COVID is out there. It's not what they say it is, but it's out there. It's a thing. You know, the thing. But it's not, it doesn't have the death rate, the mortality rate. But when you take, for example, your Ultimate Multiple along with D3, K2 and, the immunity pack there. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. Eric the Tech takes them, everyone in our studio, in our homes, Health Masters, because we are going to be having to weather some very severe storms in the coming days, I believe. I told you at the beginning of the first hour what I believe is going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I believe that this whole situation with the voter fraud, the color revolution that's taking place, the regime change that's necessary to further their Marxist communist goals, I believe that that's going to be kicked to the Supreme Court very quickly and be accepted. And I believe that the Supreme Court, not wanting to incite violence, is going to kick it to the states. The states are going to have to decide, and their decisions are going to be based on fear. And their decisions are, they're not going to go against the intention of this communist Marxist doctrine. That's my belief. Again, I hope, I pray that I'm wrong. But things, I'm seeing things right now, where Biden is compromised, totally compromised. Why would they run with, a compromised candidate? Because they knew about this long ago. Peter Schweitzer wrote about Biden in, Secret Empires. Okay. His book, I mean, this was known. And why all of a sudden is CNN acknowledging the Hunter laptop? Why are they suddenly acknowledging this? Well, all of a sudden, here we go. Biden compromised. You're gone. Harris gets elevated. Now she's got some citizenship problems, constitutional citizenship problems. Does that make a difference? I don't know. But regardless, you see where I'm going with this, right? So back to Health Masters. Be as sharp as you can be and as healthy as you can be by using Health Masters products and their food buckets, because we're going to have some supply disruptions. I really feel that. And look at all the states that are shutting down. Pennsylvania, for the love of everything that is holy, really, Pennsylvania, shutting down indoor dining? I spoke real quick. I spoke to two business owners over the last 12 hours. Two. One restaurant, one other small business, retail. Both shutting their doors for good. That's just in my community. By this fascist, tyrannical, dickless governor. I'm sorry. That goes to the cousin it, Dr. Richard Rachel Levine or whatever it is, cousin it. And I say that not disparagingly, of course. It is the way it is what it is. Cousin it. I'm telling you, I'm just saying. So anyway, also listen to Ted Nelson's show, which is great every day, Monday through Friday, and once on Sunday. I'm serious. Go to healthmasters.com and click on the link. Austin, did I give enough time to get fired up there?
Oh, I'm here, bud, as always. How are you doing?
Good. I'm going to, like I told my first hour guest or co-host, I'm just going to give it to you and shut up and leave. I'm kidding. But take it.
Don't leave me hanging.
No, but seriously, you've got the floor. Whatever you want to talk about, it's totally up to you.
Well, yeah, I want to kind of touch base on what you were referring to earlier, where you have Pennsylvania now shutting down, and you're seeing this happening. This is what I've been encouraging a lot of people that I know all over the country is, don't shut down. How about that? There's a million-dollar idea. Don't shut down. The thing, this concept that has been intentionally injected into the American populace's brain, that the government and the state and the governor has the right to come in and tell you, you can't make a living. You're not essential enough, peasant. You go somewhere else. Go play in a sandbox. You can't work. You don't deserve to make money. Costco, Walmart, Sam's, they're fine. Listen, don't you worry about them. You just worry about you and shut down your business because I told you so. There are hundreds of businesses now all across the country that I'm getting feedback from that are basically defying these orders. And the reason why it's so important right now is the compliance that has been so submissive, so given to these officials over the last 10 months now has been, you know, outlandish to me. At the very beginning, I get it. Nobody really knew what was going on. We just were hearing lie after lie after lie. I just had a customer talking about COVID, I just talked to a customer. She came over here, picked up 4 food buckets, got a bunch of product. She's 73 years old. Great, great customer. I love her. She's really nice. And I said, how are you doing? She goes, well, she goes, I had COVID. I made sure I stayed at home. You know, I want to make sure I kept away from everybody. I said, okay. I said, well, what in the world happened? She said, well, I'm not sure. I think I got it from one of my husband's friends that they had come over after deer hunting, and that's how we kind of figure it. But I said, well, what happened to you, though? She goes, well, she goes, you know, I'm 73, and I've got multiple health conditions, including fibromyalgia and a few other problems. She goes, when I contracted it, you know, I started feeling kind of tired. But she's 73, so she's right in that group that essentially is the main mortality rate of COVID. 2.3 or more comorbidities, 70 plus years old, female, type A blood, which you've been finding that out now. More people with type A blood are more susceptible to higher symptoms, it appears, from the research I'm seeing.
I heard you guys mention that on one of your programs.
Yeah, so we're starting to find all this kind of stuff out about it. So she's like right in that category that's pretty much like, if you're going to die from it, she's in that category from it. Okay. So she goes to the hospital and she tested positive, and they said, well, we want to admit you. You know, you're very high risk, your age, we need to bring in here. She goes, okay. So she's in the hospital for 5 days total. You know, they did tests, they gave her a bunch of zinc, they basically kept monitoring her, she kept hammering her vitamin C and D3, walked out of the hospital 5 days later, and she said, you know, I felt pretty crappy for a couple days. She goes, but I bounced out of it. Now I got home, I stayed at home for another week and a half. And I've been taking all my supplements, and we're outside because she didn't want to come in. I was like, you can come in. She's like, no, that's fine. I'll stay outside. I said, okay, whatever. I said, I'm not worried about it. I said, the thing is, you got to get it to get immune to it. And I said, I'm pretty sure I've already gotten it probably once or twice. I said, so I'm not really worried. And she's like, okay. But she's still really nice. And then she goes, I feel fine now. She goes, you know, I was a little tired when I got back from the hospital. Definitely took me a little bit to recover because, you know, I just, my adrenals and my energy aren't what they used to be when I was younger. And I said, wow. I said, okay. I said, so what about your husband? She goes, well, he had it too. He recovered pretty quick. And she goes, but, you know, we're hammering the vitamin C and D3. And I said, this is what I've been telling everybody. The research that I have found and the research that I have tried to present and the research and feedback that I keep getting told from a lot of individuals that are involved in this industry have been saying the exact same thing. And sure enough, here we have another case of an individual in her 70s, type A blood, multiple health issues, and basically walks out of the hospital after 5 days. No ventilator, nothing. And so that's just another reason why I keep telling everybody, wake up. Understand what's going on with this. And now we've got this insanely disgusting vaccine that's being rolled out, telling everybody you got to get it. Basically, if you want to get on an airplane, you're going to have to get it to go get Ticketmaster. You know the whole spiel. Now, Pfizer basically released the information. The FDA released it that 6 people died during the trial. Of course, the FDA said completely unrelated, had nothing to do with the vaccine whatsoever. Well, then they come out now and they say, well, 4 of the participants also contracted Bell's palsy, which means half their face goes paralyzed, you know, or droops down.
Yep.
No, guys, listen, that's completely unrelated, even though it's unbelievably rare to get it. It's completely rare to get it. Totally normal. Would have already happened without them getting the shot, even though it happened right after they got the shot. Totally normal. And everybody's going, okay, where are we going with this? Then the UK comes out. The UK health minister comes out on Monday. He comes out and there's a very ominous warning that says, if you have any serious allergies or allergy reactions that you've had in the past, you do not want to take this COVID vaccine.
Gee, I wonder why that is, huh?
Yeah, he just left it at that. And also everybody's freaking out. They're going, well, just about everybody has some type of allergy, maybe some more than others, but allergies to what? Peanut allergies, egg allergies, latex allergies, any allergies, oak allergies? If I got sinus allergies during the summer down here, during the spring in Florida, shouldn't get it either. Granted, you guys already know my stance on it, but this keeps getting weirder and weirder. And then the cake. The cake came down and put it on the table. They put the cake on my table last night as I was going through news feeds. And Australia, I'm sure you probably already saw this now, yep. Australia came out last night and they said they have now completely scrapped the billion-dollar COVID vaccine agreement with Australian biotech company CSL of their 51 million doses after the participants in the COVID vaccine trial started to come down with positive HIV tests.
Wow.
What? Wait, what? And they go, yeah, it's large percent of the participants started having positive HIV tests. Now they said, we're pretty confident that these are false positives, meaning, you know, the tests are basically showing you're positive, even though you're not positive. And I'm like, okay, obviously it doesn't matter if it's a false positive or not. Why in the heck are you testing positive for HIV after you get a vaccine? Huh, glad you asked. So the University of Queensland said they abruptly ended its trials for COVID vaccine of a $1 billion deal. The deal was terminated after participants returned false positive HIV test results. Now, it's funny. The Australian vaccine scientist Nikolai Petrowski has come out now, and he warned the government about the risk of using HIV in a vaccine months before the $1 billion deal. He warned them that it probably wasn't a good idea to use HIV in a COVID vaccine. Oh, now I got your attention, right? Now you're going, what the heck are they doing down there? Oh, another great question. Mr. Petrowski said to the Australian, the problem with the use of HIV was clear in the hamster and mouse data, but the vaccine was ignored. He said the early data suggested the vaccine was extremely unstable. He said that the COVID-19 spike protein RNA vaccine has been the main focus of the University of Queensland vaccine, and so to ensure that the vaccine induced the correct immune response, they chose two fragments of the HIV virus protein to use in the COVID vaccine. So they used partial proteins from the HIV virus and put it in the COVID vaccine, and then the participants start testing positive for HIV after they get the vaccine, and they go, we're completely shocked. How in the world did that happen? I don't know. We can't figure it out, but we're just going to cancel the trial now because you know what? It's probably not a good look when all the participants start testing positive for HIV after they get a COVID vaccine. You can't make up this stuff, Doug, if you try. This is coming out of a doggone sci-fi horror film, and the thing is, hardly anybody wants to talk about this stuff at all. And I've been ranting about it. A lot of people I know in the alternative media have finally been talking about it. But there is something so sinister and so weird with a RNA vaccine that has never been approved by the FDA in 20 years since its inception. Never been approved ever for even human testing. Now being rolled out at light speed, actually warp speed to coin it. And 2 months of clinical trials, they now say, we're done. It's safe. Don't worry about the deaths. Don't worry about the side effects. Don't worry about the Bell's palsy. Don't worry about everybody in Australia being HIV positive test after the vaccine. Don't worry about any of that. It's for your safety because, you know, we wouldn't want you to get COVID and be sick for a couple days and recover and be naturally immune to it. We need to inject you with an RNA spike protein to make sure it's going to hold and it's going to last. Oh, by the way, we got to inject you multiple times with this vaccine. Oh, and by the way, it's probably only going to be good for 3 to 6 to 12 months, depending on who you hear. So you're probably going to have to get injected with this crap every single year in order to maintain immunity. Let's not discuss that. But can you believe this now in Australia? HIV false positive test in the participants of the COVID vaccine. And they say, we knew this was going to happen before we did it because it was so unstable with an HIV protein, but they told us to do it anyway and gave us a $1 billion grant. Doesn't surprise me whatsoever anymore, but still sometimes I say, wow, what a time to be alive, Doug.
You know, when I was looking at the headlines about the vaccine, I was also looking at I don't remember where I saw this, but the concern for infertility among women.
Yes.
Okay. So,
the ex vice president of Pfizer.
Yes.
He basically retired, ex vice president of Pfizer, came out and said that all vaccine trials need to be halted immediately. He said that there's a high degree of probability that this COVID vaccine, due to the ingredients they're using and the way that it works in the body, is going – I don't have the papers in front of me. I have real technical scientific journal papers in front of me where he talked about – I don't have in front of me. But in a nutshell, what he said is there is a high probability that it is going to cause long-term irreversible infertility in women that get this COVID jab. And he said from a human rights standpoint, the trials need to be stopped immediately. Not even the rollout of putting it out to people. He said the trials of this compound need to stop because they do not know it's about to happen, and it's highly probable they're going to cause infertility. And then Snopes, bullcrap Snopes, they just love feeding everybody giant piles of feces every day. They come out and say, this is a false statement. This isn't accurate. He did not say that it was going to cause infertility. He said that it's a probability it's going to cause fertility, but he did not say it will cause fertility. So we fact checked this and we said that it's false. And I'm like, did you really just say that? Did you really just try to fact check the ex vice president of Pfizer, who said, who has been involved in the scientific research and development of dozens of drugs for Pfizer for over 20 years. You're telling me he didn't say they're going to get it? He said it's probable that they're going to get it, so it's fake news then? Dude, Snopes is the biggest pile of steaming poop I've ever seen online recently. But again, we already know what their agenda is. But yeah, you literally can't, I can hardly keep up every single day with the side effects and long-term issues that are coming out now from just a two-month trial from what this vaccine is doing from Pfizer, Doug. Not to mention, it's got to be kept at negative 94 degrees. And there's another thing, just a side note on this. I'll hand it back to you because I know you got your take on this as well. We've got a real good physician in Tennessee that I know, calls us up all the time, great customer, gives us intel. He said they're still waiting. He said they keep telling them the Pfizer vaccine is going to be there every day. But he said they've now had to hold off getting the shipment, receiving the shipment, because they only have one freezer that can handle storage of this Pfizer vaccine, because the whole thing shipped on dry ice. It's shipped like next day air, dry ice, and then it has to be immediately transferred into a deep, deep freezer. Now, as you know, there's not a lot of freezers that go down to negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Those freezers, he said there's only one of them in their entire hospital. It's a big hospital in Tennessee. He said, we only have one of them. He said, we're going to have to go out now, and we've bought two more of these freezers to be delivered very soon so we can store the vaccine. He said, here's the irony. They're not giving us the freezers, nor are they subsidizing the freezers. And these freezers are very expensive. He said, we're having to go out and take money out of the hospital fund to go buy these freezers to store these vaccines. And he said, there are only two manufacturers in the whole country that have a freezer that can be stored at negative 94 degrees. And now the research we're finding is it's some of the same individuals that are involved in the vaccine manufacturing process, including with Fauci and other heads of these, are also tied in to the same companies that manufacture these pharmaceutical freezers that go down to negative 94 degrees. This entire thing is so completely steeped in corruption. It is not even a joke anymore. And the amount of money that is being funneled into this vaccine that is obviously clearly dangerous shows you again, this is nothing more than a giant theft of the American taxpayer dollar to feed the pharmaceutical industrial complex and at the same time use the United States citizens as guinea pigs to test out this unbelievably toxic vaccine by scaring everybody into getting it because, you know, you would want to get COVID and have a headache and sore throat for 2 to 3 days. You'd be much better off taking a shot, going infertile, getting Bell's palsy, and possibly dying as well, because that's also one of the side effects on the list. Unreal what's happening right now, Doug. So it is so crucial we get this information out there to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, when you have CNN coming out and saying, don't be alarmed if people start dying after taking the vaccine, it's normal. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
And you just screwed me up because now I'm going to have to tear up my 10% off coupon for Best Buy for a freezer that can handle that vaccine. Because I was going to offer to store some here, but all right, I guess I can't buy that freezer.
They're sold out. Everybody's bought it all now. So they're unavailable to the general population, of course, for obvious reasons, because most people don't need to store stuff at negative 94 degrees. Generally, below freezing is just fine. I mean, zero is cold enough. But this is what we see going on right now. And what's ironic is the money continues to just funnel out and funnel out and funnel out. The stock market continues to artificially bloat with the $4 trillion the Fed's going in and buying up stocks. And you see the jobless reports and the economy and everything's going down. All you hear in the media is, oh, everything's good. The stock market's over 30,000. We're bouncing back. And then you talk to anybody in the real world and they're going, that's not what's happening at all right now. Now Pelosi just bought – it's like a $900 billion stimulus package. And I laughed when I saw it because I read some, or I read an article on it. I pulled it up here. And, it's $916 billion stimulus package, right? And so, of course, they're so generous in this package. The same people, the 130 million people, so, or so 150 million, they got the $1,200 checks earlier this year, you know, because they were so generous to give the peasants $1,200. They're going to give those same people $600 out of this $900 billion stimulus package, which is funny now, because if you do the math, $600 divided by, you know, 150 million people comes out to $90 billion. So the other $826 billion, I don't know where it's going, because even state and federal grants in this bill is only $150 billion. So that leaves like $680 billion, and that is with a B, not million, billion. $680 billion is essentially pork fat in this bill. And so, again, we're watching another theft of the American taxpayer dollar and giving it literally to all the central banks to pretty much do whatever they want. And again, the reason why is they're probably running out of cash to fund up the stock market and buy up all the stocks. So they need more money. So of course, American populace, what do you get? Get $600. Half of us get $600. Yep. Woohoo! That literally doesn't even pay most people's rent every month, which is a complete total joke. And it's ironic. $916 billion. If you took the same 150 million people that probably need this money, you know, half the population roughly, with $900 billion like they have, that would equate to the entire 150 million people actually getting $6,108, if I'm not mistaken. That can actually put a dent in some bills. $6,000, okay. I can actually pay some rent. I can get caught up on bills. I got $6,000. But nah, that's you can't give the peasants too much money, because then they start getting cocky and they start asking questions. They start standing up for their rights. Now you can't do that. Got to make sure you keep everybody suppressed. So this is the wild world we live in right now, though.
You know what really bothers me the most? And again, it's people are, they just don't understand that, for example, Tom Wolf and Cousin It locking this state down, other states as well, lockdowns. There's another word for that, or another term for that. It's called house arrest.
Okay. Yeah, that's
now, I've seen people on, you know, the ankle monitors, you know, that when they go on probation. I've seen people with ankle monitors that have to adhere to the same rules as Governor Wolf here in Pennsylvania is saying that we must adhere to. You got to, you know, no unnecessary driving unless you're going to work after 10 p.m. and certainly, you know, between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. or whatever the times are, shutting down of indoor dining, you bars, nothing after 9 o'clock, or whatever the segments are. And there's one business that I've got to applaud up here. I just want to show you this because I think this is good for a chuckle. This is a sign in Waterford, Pennsylvania. This is attached to a business. I'm not going to name the business. Don't let a man in a dress rule us, Waterford, okay?
Nice.
Waterford is the town.
Hateful sign.
You know what? Yeah, hateful sign, right? I posted that on my Twitter page. And let me tell you, there's not a lot of Twitter activity, but I can tell you there are some pretty nasty emails from that. So, you know, the destruction of our economy over this, when in fact you could fight this off, in my view, I'm not making any medical claims, but if you, well, there was just something here about D3 and K, vitamin D. Let's see here. Dr. Joseph Mercola, the Mercola research has confirmed that there's an inverse relationship between sun exposure or vitamin D and seasonal influenza deaths. Now, that's not mentioning coronavirus necessarily, but you get the picture here. So vitamin D from Health Masters, critically important. Vitamin A or vitamins, all of the nutritional supplements from Health Masters. Folks, we really want you to be healthy, and we're going to have to endure for what's coming. So please, please do yourself a favor for Christmas and spend the money on some great nutritional supplements from Health Masters. And there it is right there. And while you're on that page, you can listen to Ted and Austin. If you go to the right, there's a link there to Ted and Austin Brower's show on right here on Global Star Radio Network, premier father-son radio show. And I'm going to tell you something. I listen to it every day because I want to be informed. They have the best information and also the best nutritional supplements. That's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Really. All right. So anyway, I want to thank you for having the products, but you're right. I mean, but that money that you spoke of earlier, that's not going to do anything for anyone, you know, and it's like a political football between these,
It's an insult.
It is.
It's an insult. Yeah. I mean, coming in and saying we're going to take it's almost a $1 trillion bill, $916 billion, almost another $1 trillion, which is an insane amount of money, even for a government. That is insane amount of money. And to insult everybody and say, hey, guess what, guys? You should be excited. We got a stimulus package together. We're going to help you out. It's going to be $600. And you're like, $600? My cell phone, my car payment, and my insurance is more than $600. Are you joking me right now? $600? We're supposed to be excited about $600 out of a $900 billion bill. Like I said, if you gave that money all to the same people that deserved it, that basically had the 150 million people, it would be over $6,000. So again, don't be deluded into thinking that these people actually care anything about you. They don't care anything about you. This is even worse. This almost made me laugh out of irony. As you know, New York's turned into a failed state. Their policies, what they're doing to their populace, how they're treating their people. You know, we've seen the issues up there with Max Public House, that restaurant bar pub that's been up there. He's been fighting the lockdown orders. Ian Fitness up in New Jersey, he's been fighting lockdown orders. People are having all over this country. And I encourage you, if you're in one of these areas, if you're in Pennsylvania, dude, don't shut your business down. They can't hang us all. You start having strip malls in areas and people go, you know what? We're all going to stay open. We're not going to shut down. I haven't heard one single politician, not one time, Doug, come out and say, you know what? I'm going to defer my $178,000 that I get every year as a congressional seat member. I'm going to defer that this year, and I'm going to pay people's mortgages and rents down here because I'm saying I'm going to lock them down. We got to lock you down, but I'm going to make sure this money comes out of my pocket, and I'm going to take care of them. Because I'm locking them down. Not once. Nobody. Not a single one. Notice, Congress isn't deferring their payment. They're still getting paid. Senate's still getting paid. Governors are still getting paid. Imagine that. They're all getting their paychecks every single month. So to them, they don't give a rat's ass. They say, hey, it's cool. We'll shut everybody down. We ain't worried about you. We're not giving you any money. All these billions of dollars these states keep giving for grants, they aren't giving anybody any money. And what they're doing is, everybody's falling into the socialist mindset. Exactly what I just said there. You think about this for a second. Majority of people go, dude, I'm ready to work. I got a business. I got a company. I'm working. I'm not shutting down. No, you need to shut down. It's for your health and for your safety. It's for grandma's safety. You go, okay, I'll shut down again. You tell me to shut down. I'll shut down again. But I need money. You guys got to give me money. Oh, well, here's $600. Now shut up, peasant. Leave me alone. You're bothering me. That's what they're doing. They're getting everybody into that socialist mindset. So here's the million-dollar answer to everything. Don't shut down. Don't comply. Don't listen to any of these draconian, idiotic, nightmarish, tyrannical laws or edicts they're trying to force on everybody. Like I saw they're putting another curfew, I think in Georgia or something now, or North Carolina, you know, 11, 12 o'clock curfew. Because apparently COVID's out at 12:01. You know, you get outside your house by 12:01, shoot, you're done. COVID's got you. It's going to get you. Of course, that makes sense. No, it's all about compliance and control. And now, New York, as you know, every time it's New York and California is the worst. Every time I think they can't do something any worse, any dumber, any more idiotic, they come out and totally redeem themselves and make themselves completely and totally more moronic in the legislative issues up there. Governments have now ordered people to stay home and businesses to shut down in New York. People are then forced to make online purchases, right? Because you can't go out because businesses are shut down. You can't go drive anywhere to go shopping because everything's closed. So what do? You go online. Okay. So what does the government do? According to NBC New York now, Assemblyman Robert Carroll has now proposed a bill that will make a $3 surcharge on all packages that are ordered online. Apparently, the money is needed to support the Metropolitan Transport Authority, which can't properly manage its tax dollars, so it will help raise more than $1 billion a year to fund the operating costs of buses and subways in the city of New York, many of which are not even operable right now because of COVID. So, hey, guess what, guys? We shut your business down. We kicked you out of your shop. We told you to stay in your home. You need to buy stuff, so you buy it online. When you buy it online, guess what we're going to do now? We're going to charge you $3 on every single package you purchase online as a tax state surcharge. Because why? Because they're complete and total blithering liberal idiots who can't manage their finances and don't know how to make anything happen. This is why DeSantis, our governor down here in Florida, said, I will not lock the state of Florida down ever again. He goes, it is one of the most ineffective, unproductive, worst things you can do to an economy. He came out and says months ago, he's been very vocal about this. He said it was horrific what it did to Florida. Florida is based on sales. Florida has an economy. Florida doesn't need federal grant money every year. Florida doesn't have a state income tax. Why? Because we actually know how to manage finances through all the income we have coming in. So what do you tell Florida to do? You've got to shut down Florida. Shut the businesses. Nobody can work. That's a great idea. That makes everything better. So now everybody's broke and sick. It's even great. Now, not broke and sick. Now we're broke, sick, and locked down. DeSantis says, no. We're not going to have any of it. And it's ironic. He has been eviscerated. Every single week, I get another article. I see another news article hammering him because he won't shut the state down, because he won't force a mask mandate. And now multiple mayors have tried to sue him unsuccessfully about this because he's the governor. And multiple cities have still tried to pass mask ordinances unsuccessfully because he made it law that you cannot fine somebody for not wearing a mask. And I'm like, thank you, Governor DeSantis. I'm glad we don't have a bumbling buffoon down here in the state of Florida. So glad we didn't get that gay meth head Gillum down here before as the governor 2 years ago. But you see now, and now the issue, now here's the issue. Now this is something that's coming about now. I'm getting reports of this all over the state. A, down here in Florida, not only are we having a exodus from like every other part of the country into Florida, everybody's moving to Florida now. The traffic here in Florida is the worst I've ever seen in my adult life in Florida right now, Doug. I'm not joking. I mean, you everywhere you go right now, it's like bumper to bumper traffic. I feel like I'm in LA. You try to go to Orlando, you forget about it. You need a helicopter. I wish I could afford one, or flying car, something, anything other than a vehicle on the road. It's unfunctional right now because literally everybody, not only do you have the snowbirds that come down here during the winter because they don't want to deal with the snow, now you got all the refugees from other states because they don't want to deal with the nightmarish tactics of their other states.
That's me.
The issue, the next issue we're running into now, and this is becoming the issue, is supply issues down here in Florida. Florida is a in-destination state, as you notice. It's not like Texas or Kansas or something where roads run through Florida. So, you know, you can stop at Florida and the next state and the next state. When you need to deliver something down to Central Florida and you need to deliver something down to Miami, if it's by truck, it's the last destination.
That's right.
No place else to go after that. When you get done, you got to go back up all the way out of the state, you know, another 300-500 miles, depending on which direction you're going. So now we're running into issues where supply chains are unbelievably stretched right now. Warehouses are doing everything they can. One of my good friends I've grown up with told you is basically one of the top managers at the warehouse at Publix over in Lakeland. And he said they've been doing this the whole time, and they're still continuing to do it, is they're rationing how many products each store can get, because a lot of the Publix stores are putting in huge orders to make up for the demand because all the customers are coming in. And he said they cannot keep those orders up to date for all the stores. So they're looking at the stores with the most volume, and those stores basically take precedent on how much they can get, and they trickle it down the line. But they have to cut a lot of inventory from a lot of the shipments that are going to these stores because they simply just don't – they can't get them there. They don't have the material because they're running out of products in the warehouses constantly. Everything is basically like – day-by-day inventory. Every day they're getting more inventory in, but as soon as that inventory drops in the warehouse, that same day, he said, it's going right on the truck and going out. They have no long-term supplies in a lot of their warehouses. Now, certain things, obviously, they've been able to stock up and stockpile a little bit better, but a lot of the regular products that people really go through, staple items, he said, we're having a serious issue with it down here. That's because not only are people stockpiling stuff because Florida's really smart when it comes to being self-sufficient. We know what happens when the hurricanes come and there's no power and the government's nowhere to be found. It's always funny when there's an emergency down here in Florida. The government shows up like a month later. And they're like, hey, we're here to help. And we're like, yeah, we know. We already fixed it. We're actually already functioning again. We're not even really sure why you're here. We asked for your help a month ago. Cool for you to show up, but you can leave now. That happens quite a bit down here. And so we realize that, so we're stockpiling. Well, the problem is the millions of people, literally we're having millions of people fly in and flood in the state of Florida now. That is the influx that we're running into. And so that's why I encourage a lot of my friends around here, a lot of my local friends, everybody's been buying up the meat buckets and the food buckets and stocking up because they're like, dude, we don't want to be stuck without food. We know it happens. We got a few buckets. We want more buckets. We're coming by to buy more buckets. I'm like, okay, I got another pallet coming in. I'm trying to get them as fast as I can. And so that's where we're at down here. But again, we're wide open. So the economy in Florida is absolutely insane right now. It's booming so heavily. I mean, the housing market's gone full ridiculous again, too. They're popping up houses everywhere. I mean, if you didn't know and you didn't watch the mainstream media to watch the fear porn every single day, other than about half the population still wearing masks down here, you wouldn't even know anything else is going on. You'd think we have a booming economy down here in Florida right now because of what's happening. So again, the reason why I say that is because these governors, these clowns like in Pennsylvania, New York, and California, they know what they're doing. This isn't an accident. They're intentionally doing this to ruin these states, to make them more and more in debt and dependent. We already know now on the graphs that you can see that 10%, 15% of the ICU beds and the hospital beds are COVID patients and vast majority of the country. There is not some massive pandemic right now where people are dying left and right and we have to have freezer trucks at every single hospital. I keep reading stories. I get emails every single day from nurses, physicians that listen to my show. They send me emails. There was one out in Texas that I talked about on our show last week, and she basically worked in a big section where there's multiple in West Texas where all these hospitals are. She said, she gave me the numbers. She literally gave me all the numbers. And out of total, they had like 900-something total ICU beds. In total, there were 86 COVID patients in all the ICU beds total. That's what it was. And she goes, there is no pandemic over here. It's a complete and total lie. We're not stressed at all. Now, are there a few hospitals that may be dealing with higher rates of seasonal flu? Oh, yeah. Certain people are getting sicker during wintertime when it's cold. People aren't eating correctly, drinking a bunch of sugar and drinking alcohol and not taking their supplements and staying cold and not getting vitamin D naturally from the sunlight. Yeah, that's very normal in the wintertime all over the country for people to get sick. But ironically enough, flu cases don't exist. Down in South California, there was a retweet from an individual out there, and he basically said the total seasonal flu cases in their county now for the entire year, they've had 36 flu cases. 36, that's it. Yeah. He said everything's COVID. Doesn't matter what it is, COVID gets counted as everything. Everything's COVID now. So
unbelievable. You know, I saw – was it Mika Brzezinski? So I think it was her. Forgive me if I'm not correct. Let me back up. That was something different. It was the Los Angeles health director cry actually on air during a press conference. And I can't pull up the video. I can't find it, but about the mass deaths from the coronavirus. I'm thinking, show me the numbers. It was just a bizarre interview. Did you happen to see that? It was from Los Angeles, the health director from Los Angeles.
No, I missed that. I did see where it was the male, the health director, I think in L.A., he came out now and he said not wearing a mask is a form of domestic terrorism now.
Yeah.
Anybody that wears a mask needs to be locked up. I did see that, and that was very irritating to me to see somebody make a statement and basically compare not wearing a mask and breathing fresh air is comparing to basically – being a domestic terrorist, that's a veiled threat. I mean, you're basically telling people they need to go to jail because they're not wearing a mask. I mean, are we reaching that point now? And I've told everybody on our show, let me clarify this. If you are working in a hospital industry or you're going somewhere and you have to wear one to get something done in an emergency, you know, I'm not going to bust your chops about that. I mean, sometimes you got to go to a hospital, you got to do something. I get it. People get sick. You got to see loved ones. I get it. But this whole nonsense, running around to the grocery store wearing a mask, walking around the parking lot wearing a mask, pushing your cart, your shopping cart wearing a mask, you know, in your car by yourself wearing a mask, going into Lowe's to go buy drywall and plywood and wearing a mask, it's an embarrassment of the human race, especially when you see people, majority of them, wearing the mask down here, either below their mouth or right below their nose or on their chin. That's the best part, wearing it like a beard. And I'm going, okay, so you obviously know it's not working doing that. It obviously clearly can't work. So why are you doing it? And I've asked a lot of people this. Every time I get in a conversation, I ask them, I'm like, dude, why are you wearing a mask? You know this whole COVID thing. Florida's not participating anymore in it. And he goes, well, I just don't like the looks I get when I don't wear a mask. People like tell me to wear a mask sometimes, or they'll give me weird looks. I just don't have to deal with it. I said, so you put a diaper chin on, and you're just going to wear it around all day and pull it on and off because you don't want to have somebody look at you bad? I said, oh, okay, cool. I mean, that's your prerogative if you want to do it. But don't be wearing no Patriot shirts. Don't be wearing shirts that say live free or die on them. Don't be wearing American flag shirts. Don't you desecrate this country by wearing a shirt like that and promoting to be a patriot and standing your ground while you walk around and put a muzzle on your face because you don't like the dirty looks you get when you don't wear a mask.
It blows my mind. Mask with the flags on them. Or you know, the slogan, live free or die, or whatever it might be. Excuse me, you know.
Yeah. Like I said, I get it. If you're in the medical community and you got to wear like an N95, a true mask like that, you're wearing a rebreather, you're wearing an A50 gas mask with viral filters in it, I get it. Because here's the funny part. Here's the irony part that nobody's even talked about. Viruses can enter your body pretty much by any open, you know, hole. Ears is a little bit harder to contract a virus in. You know, obviously breathing, the nose and mouth, you can contract it faster. But what nobody's discussed is it's actually not difficult at all to contract a virus through your eyes.
Right.
Your eyes basically absorb a lot. That's why you put eye drops in, your body basically absorbs them, and all of a sudden you're like eye relief and your eyes aren't red anymore. Your eyes absorb viruses too. Yet I don't see anybody running around with goggles on. I don't see anybody running around with full, like I said, 850 mask on with viral filters on. I don't see anybody with that. So obviously, again, we know this isn't doing any significant stop of transmission of a virus. It's simply there to comply, and it's simply there to get people more and more complacent with doing what they're told. And it's funny to me where I talk to some of my friends I know, well, not, I don't really associate with a lot of people anymore, because so many people I've realized their level of just stupidity has known no bounds. So I don't really want to associate with them on a long-term close friend level. And, you know, they've always, a lot of them have been, you know, big Christians. And this is a sad part of me. I'm going to say this, and this is kind of troubling not to say this, but a lot of my friends are, you know, big Christians, real strong Christians, church all the time. I mean, always real strong Christians. And I ask him, I'm like, why are you running around wearing a mask? Okay. If you're trying to, you can't pull the Romans 13 anymore because there is no state law requirement to wear a mask. So don't give me that. You know the mask doesn't really work, or else you'd be wearing it correctly and you'd be wearing a real mask. So why are you wearing it? And they go, well, we don't want to be bothered. You know, a lot of times people just get upset, you know, and they talk to you, or they tell you you can't be in the store, or they tell you got to put a mask on. So it's easier just to do it. I said, well, when they start telling you you can't go in the grocery store without getting a RFID Mark of the Beast chip on your hand, you going to do that too? Or what about when they tell you you got to get a vaccine to go to school? Vaccine, go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
What are you going to do then? Oh, no. I would never get that. I would never get it. I said, but you wear a mask because you don't like the dirty looks. I said, talking out of both sides of your mouth, bud. I said, you either stand up for truth or you get on your knees and act like a peasant. It's one or the other. There is no gray area with this anymore. Everybody's got to stop riding the line with this. Like, oh, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal, Austin. Just put on a mask. You don't have to be so belligerent all the time. And I'm like, heck, I don't. They're not going to tell me to wear a mask. The other day, we went to a big cafe thing. I saw on our show the other day, we had a big truck event, you know, a bunch of vehicles show out in Orlando. Downtown Orlando. I'm talking right in the thick of liberal downtown Orlando. Ace's Cafe. Great food, by the way, if you're ever there. And so we went over there, and so we go in, and there's the girl outside that's basically the hostess is standing there, and she goes, and there's a big sign, you know, mask wanted or mask needed to enter the building. And we walk in, a bunch of my buddies are with me, and I'm like, I'm hungry. And if anybody knows me, when I get real hungry, I'm not a mean, but I'm not real fun to be around either. Like, I need to eat. I eat a lot of food. I train a lot. I like to eat. And so we get there, and I'm like, I'm hungry. I need to eat something. She's like, well, we asked you to wear a mask before you walk inside. And I said, absolutely not. I want to eat right now. And she goes, I'm going to get my manager. And I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We're going to start it in Orlando again. So the manager comes out. He goes, what's the problem? I said, A, I have a medical exemption, period. Don't have to explain to you what it is. B, I'm hungry. 3, I'm trying to give you money. C or D, F, whichever one I led on to. I said, I'm not wearing a mask. And they're like, well, the city ordinance says that you're supposed to wear a mask. I said, that's fantastic for your city. I don't live here. I'm not wearing a mask.
Come on, man.
They looked at everybody else and they were like, come on in and have a seat. You guys want some food? I said, yeah, I want some food. They said, dude, come on in. The dude almost started laughing. He's like, I'm not even going to deal with this right now. I'm just, come on in. You guys are going to spend money. We want the business. Come on in. I said, thank you. Let me eat now. And I got a really good black Angus blue cheese burger. It was actually really good.
Now you're making me hungry.
I'm getting hungry now. I got to eat something here a little bit. But I tell everybody, I said, dude, listen, it's that easy in most cases. And if they get that belligerent with you and they tell you you can't be in their store, you have to leave. Oh, no, I'm good right now. I'm going to keep shopping. If they threaten to call the cops, call the cops. I said the other day to somebody, I was like, dude, you can call the cops with me. Call the cops. I'm done now. I've left stores over threats of cops. Now I'm going to call your bluff. You can call the sheriff's department on me. Well, if you're not going to leave the store, we're going to call law enforcement. I'm like, no, I actually really need to get this right now. I'm in a hurry. I need to buy this. Well, can you at least put something over your face? I'm like, what? All right, cool. You're protected now. All right, are you happy? And they're like, just let me check out. I said, okay, cool. I said, and by the way, threatening to call the sheriff's department on patrons that are buying money isn't a very good look for your store. If I didn't need this right now, I wouldn't be buying it. I said, I won't be back here again. And I left. And so again, you see that it all comes down to compliance. I'm not infecting anybody with COVID. And if I did, guess what? You got natural immunity now too, just like I do. So get over it. It's not the end of the world. I have a 73-year-old lady with multiple health conditions right down the road from me that was in the hospital for a couple days with COVID and bounced right back out of it with vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. I literally, and I'm not making a claim. I'm telling you facts from what I have been exposed to. Every single person that has asked me what to do, that has got COVID, or has listened to me beforehand and stockpiled vitamin C and D3 in their body, every single person that I know that has gotten COVID, that has ran that protocol with a microdosing high dose of vitamin C, D3, and high doses of zinc, has recovered in literally days, most of the time less than a week at the most. Every single person I know. I have not met and I have not dealt directly with a single person, even older individuals, that have gone on a natural protocol like that and gotten COVID and had their time card punched. Not a single one.
Yeah.
Now, am I saying it can't happen? No. I'm not making any claims. I'm not telling anybody you shouldn't do what your doctor says. What I'm telling you is what I have personally witnessed, me, just me and my opinion. That is it. But that's what I've seen, Doug.
You know, I really believe, Austin, in we need to have our immune systems build up. And that's why I believe in your products. Again, healthmasters.com, folks. I believe that if our vitamin D levels were sufficient, if our Bs and of all the whatever vitamins and minerals that we need, if they were all up there, which we're not getting in food, then I mean, we would have a much better chance. I mean, look at the obesity. I saw a picture of, this was like 1958 Las Vegas swimming pool. And it was, I can't remember what it was for, but it wasn't for, the appearance of the people there. It was for a different reason. But one of the things, and it might have been on Twitter or something, but one of the people said, look at that. There's not a fat person there, an overweight person at the swimming pool. Well, it was pretty crowded. And I thought, wow, how, you know, in 70 years, 60 years, how times have changed. Look at us now. I mean, look at the obesity now. So what that tells me, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but you can eat a whole lot of calories and still be nutritionally deficient, obviously. But the whole lot of calories is really making the obese, obesity worse. So anyway, to me, I think we've been set up for this, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
It's been set up for years for this. I mean, we have one of the sickest countries in the entire world. We have one of the most pharmaceutical ridden countries in the entire world. And you're exactly right. You look back at photos 50s, 60s, even 70s. Dude, you look at photos of Woodstock. You look at photos from parties. You look at old, you know, historic photos. You rarely ever see somebody that's obese. Now, you may see somebody with a, you know, a beer gut a little bit. You know, they've been eating a couple too many, you know, hamburgers. But, you know, you're talking 20, 30 pounds overweight, 40 pounds overweight. We never saw 400, 500, 600, 700 pound people back then because really nobody would have tolerated that back then. We didn't glamorize it like we did now. We don't have TV shows, my big fat 600 pound life. I mean, the fact that there's even a show called that shows you the level of demise in our health in the United States. You can't even make that up. And exactly what you just said. The food supply is garbage. Everything's riddled with pesticides most of the time if it's processed food. Even the organic food is very void in a lot of minerals now. And then you start having all these toxins that are constantly exposed to the artificial sweeteners and the food coloring and the high fructose corn syrup and the MSG. And the list goes on, all the way down the list. And then you start wondering, I wonder why everybody's sick. And then even the CDC comes out and says, yeah, pretty much we found almost every single death of COVID was somebody that was basically had two or more comorbidities.
That's right.
And if they didn't, there was something else going on. And I've had people argue with me, and I've seen some stuff on social media platforms, people arguing. They're like, oh no, I had my brother's friend's daughter's sister. He was perfectly healthy at 25 and he got COVID and died in 3 days. And I said, I'm going to call BS on that right now. So unless you got a death certificate and you can show everything about what happened to him, I'm going to call BS on that because A, the virus can't kill you that fast. B, anybody that's in their mid-20s and very healthy and has no health problems whatsoever, it's going to be very, very rare that they actually die from any viral infection, much less COVID. Even a horrific virus like HIV doesn't kill you that fast. And you're going to tell me he died in 3 days because he got COVID? I'm going to call you full of crap. Unless you can prove otherwise, you're going to get called full of crap. And we see now the reason why we've seen comments like this and statements like this is because the hospitals were paid to put COVID on anything that died, anybody that died, if they could take a nasal swab with a PCR test and show that there was some type of virus in them, the PCR test tested positive. Bam, COVID death. You got decapitated in a car accident, COVID death. You got killed on a lawnmower, COVID death. You jumped off a building and committed suicide, COVID death. Yep. And that's what they've done now. That's why the numbers keep rising. That's why I told people, don't take a test unless you absolutely need to.
Austin Brower, I want to thank you so much for your passion and the passion that you put into your products. Healthmasters.com, thank you. You have a great weekend. Have a great night, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Healthmasters.com, folks. That'll do it. HagmanReport.com. Don't forget to sign up for Rumble. HagmanStore.com. Good night, everyone.